Blog Talk Radio.
Space at home, I'm in a meditative zone, and the God of all creation I co-create with when I'm alone. I fall into this trance as I enter the unknown. Crystal, sage, and oils, fresh herbs, and healing stones. In tuned with my body, deep breathing life into my bones. Setting my intention, I put my needs before the throne. And the weight of all the worries, I begin to let them go. Breathing out the toxins, inhale deep and breathe out slow. The burden's off my shoulder, and this shit feels good inside my soul. Focused on my breathing, I relinquish all control. In reverence, I surrender, and I step into the flow. The more gratitude fills my heart, higher my vibrations start to grow. Till I'm flying on a frequency, detached from all the pain. Open and receptive, free from all restraints. Take me deeper in the spirit. I'm feeling fire in my veins. Deep breathing in my body. No overthinking in my brain. Hidden passions are ignited, and I'm no longer feeling drained. Cause that which does not serve me in this space cannot remain. I'm recharging my momentum with new perspective gain. Embracing all my failures cause the lessons I've obtained. My debt is sins forgiven, and I'm washed from the disdain. Saturated in the anointing that's pouring down on me like rain. Renewed by the power of a love I can't explain, and a peace you won't experience until you enter in this plane. I'm still deep breathing in my body. I feel the fire in my bones. Transmuting pain to beauty is the vibe when I'm alone. Manifesting my intentions that I lay before the throne, and receiving revelation in my meditative zone.
Hi, my name is Shannon Paris, and I am the founder and CEO of FemTribe Tours and Travel LLC. So FemTribe is a form of therapy, and when I say therapy, it is basically the tools and practices that I have used during really, really difficult moments in my life, whether it was anxiety or depression, stress at the job. These are the things that I've used, going out hiking, spending some time camping, just being immersed in the outdoors. Essentially, ecotherapy is taking advantage of the beautiful splendor of nature that exists all around us, especially in Texas. Take us out of that very static environment of our daily lives, our daily surroundings, and just bring us to center, bring us to balance. FemTribe takes away the logistics, the planning, the preparation, and the experience obstacles that women usually face when thinking about going into the outdoors. You just show up with your backpack and your hiking boots, and we take care of the rest. And not only are we going to take care of the rest, but we're going to pair you with other women who are either experiencing the same thing, have a curiosity for the outdoors, want to organically meet new friends with a similar interest. This is what we try to facilitate at FemTribe. I believe that it will have the same resounding impact on other women as well. So the ideal FemTribe client actually is someone who loves the outdoors, or at least if you don't have experience in the outdoors, you have an interest, you have a curiosity to be out there. Secondly, you are a person who would like to step outside of your comfort zone. You are also a person with a streak of adventure. Also, you would like to be around other people who share similar interests or maybe don't share similar interests with you, but you're open-minded enough to, you know, be part of an experience such as that. Those are the clients, and you are the client that we're actually looking for and hope to help facilitate the next event, the next milestone event, or your next hike or overnight tour. We want to make it as memorable as possible. The message I would like to leave with my viewers are several. Number one, take your health seriously. Take your overall well-being seriously. Again, be vulnerable to make friends as an adult. Take your time, slow down, have fun. And last but not least, tomorrow is never promised.
Not that. Not the way.
Everybody. We wanna is what it is, what it is type thing, you know what I mean? Now fellas, you can't get mad when the ladies wanna is what it is, when it is. You just gotta be honest. Well, I'ma be honest. Your body is a bank, I'm about to rob it. All your diamonds and pearls, I'm gonna find it. To find a hidden treasure, don't be scared, it'll be alright. I'm getting in, getting out, like Bunny and Clyde. This ain't no crime, surrender your body to me. No need for hostages, just get that thing and leave. Don't you move, baby, I'm gonna come to town. How about to check your body?
Down, just to you and like it was only us. Me and her connecting with a simple touch. And no one in there feeling, yeah.
Let's crash the party. Crank up the music now. Dance till the sun goes down. Just do you and grab somebody. Dance till the music now. Get out your feelings now. Just do you.
Just love your life. Enjoy yourself. Get lost in music, think nothing else. Now take control and treat your soul. Go with the flow and take it slow.
Now get with somebody, don't think much about it. Dance your way all through the night. Do what makes you happy. No more stressing out tonight. What you love, I'm letting loose tonight.
Let's crash the party,
crash the
break
party.
Up the music now. Dance till the sun go down. Just do you and grab somebody. Dance till the music now. Get out your feelings now.
My name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em. at Retro-X Radio. We up in this thing, man. Y'all know what it is. I'm the most bullshit network on the planet. Man, we got Trillion Matter up. We got Sweet Tea.
Delicious.
And the last favorite in the building.
Which one?
Welcome back, people. What's going on?
How's it going? Word.
Oh, yeah. He's looking at it.
Yeah.
What's up with that, man? What's going on?
Charlie.
Nice to finally be able to use the service that you all are
paying for.
Block Talk.
Damn trip.
I'm telling you, this is getting a little bit.
Same old stories here in Monroe. What's going on in Texas?
a bunch of shit.
Well, it must be going on where you at.
Did y'all see
they found
the go ahead.
No, go ahead, Sweetie.
I was gonna say that it was a dude that was he going viral again. He's like a African dude, but he has a Spanish last name, and he put a list on a dating app with a woman that he wanted and didn't want, and it's like, you must have a car because we can't both be without a car, and you need to have money because we can't both be all broke, and he was just, and people really been responding to it. Yeah. So I don't know, I can't tell if it was a joke or if it's serious.
You'd be surprised.
I know. That's why I don't know if they serious or not. He looks like he's, I don't know. Shit. You gotta think it's a joke, but when people start responding to something like that, I start to wonder what's wrong. What's going on with everybody?
It seems like everybody got something going on today.
Mm-hmm. I say, what you was about to say?
No, so you see they removed Drake's freestyle from social media that he did against Kendrick Lamar using Tupac AI voice.
Mm.
Good.
Yeah, they gave him 24 hours to remove it.
Good, they need to quit doing that shit. I told y'all, it should be illegal, it's stupid. How can you use my voice to make up something that can make me say something that's going to give me food? That's stupid. That's good right there. They going too far with all of this. They going to have to remove it and go backwards and do something else with that. Because you can't use people. What's that? Using their likeness and all of that. Not for you.
You know, I think AI is just some shit they created for a motherfucker to hide behind and say the type of shit he want to say.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Most certainly. But you take it and you use other people's voices and you see these commercials where they talking about getting money and stuff. If you look at it, the voices and the people don't match. But the way they speaking don't match either.
Yeah.
I report that shit every time I see it. They start telling me thank you. Because I report so many of them. I
I think that's going to
be
a problem.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Oh, man, I'm running a little late. I had to teach somebody how to DJ over the phone. Yeah, what y'all up to today?
Not much. What's been going on out there in Florida? How y'all
oh, man. It's hot. It's hotter than a hooker in church sitting in the front row. Yeah, it was hot out there today. I be in dialysis. I don't too much leave the house unless need be. So. Oh, Lord. Oh, excuse me. I fell out the bed. My fault.
Did you really fall out the bed?
Yeah, I just fell out the bed.
Lord, Amber.
Oh, Lord.
That finger kicked in my bed.
I'm used to it, boy. When they put that good stuff on you, make you fall out the bed. I hit the ground three times. I fall out the bed three times before I hit the ground. That when she got there and put it on you. No, I'm just joking.
You ain't got the lie, Craig.
What's going on? Tell me something. What's going on in Louisiana?
It's about a girl that, well, got down here in West Monroe and dismembered this girl on her first date. And they just found her head and floating in the river.
Oh, man. I told about that date. She was a twin sister,
and she come down here to meet this guy from West Monroe. She's the third or fourth African American that's been dismembered and killed on the first date.
Wow.
The third or fourth one by Caucasian.
She's from
New Iberia. She was like the third
you
or fourth.
She's from New Iberia.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
I have to look on there.
I don't want to think of it. Well, Mary, make sure it ain't Mary Yeoman. Y-O-U-M-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to her in New Iberia.
She a twin sister?
No, I don't think she was. I don't think she had no twin sister. I never seen no twin sister. She used to work at the casino down there. Yeah, that's what happened to my friend. They killed her and the ones that me and Booty used to work with, they killed her in Fort Worth and threw her off in the woods, cut her throat and threw her off in the woods. They were twins. They were like real close to me. And that was sad. They looked there. She somebody picked her up on Thanksgiving night and they never seen back from her. 6 months later they found
her. That's
yeah, they call me Big Brother. I gave them a place to stay while I paid for them a hotel room for a week. So they had a place to stay. And them and the other homegirls. So they looked at me like Big Brother. So that just it broke my heart to see something like that happen. Because they were both models. Her and her sister were both models. They looked just like models. Kind of bright skin like Mariah Carey and stuff. So it was sad to hear that.
I tell you what, y'all know, I'm gonna say this, I'm definitely not racist, but I noticed some things with different races, right? Now, y'all know, with global warming and climate change and all these things, it's supposed to be such a thing right now. I want to say that was yesterday. The biggest news they had on TV was that they was down there in Fort Worth with the machines, the trucks, putting people up in the air to put a damn Texas jersey on a Sam Houston statue. And while that was going on, they decided to hop in the helicopter and fly around and waste gas in the area and do it like that on a day where we already don't have no clouds. Like, y'all pick and choose when y'all want to, you know, when y'all go on this bandwagon. Because I thought that was pretty damn stupid.
Yep. They found some of her body parts months or so ago, and her twin sister and they just had a, they just cremated them parts like a week or so ago, and then just found their head, what, yesterday. Brand new. She was 19 years old.
Yeah. That's the sad part about it.
I just sent y'all the guy that did it and the twin sister page.
Oh, they finally called him?
Oh, yeah, they called him.
He's white or black?
He was white.
And was she was black?
He looked like it. Mexican or black, one of them. She might be mixed with black and white.
Oh, you might have been talking about he gonna buy this and they be doing that. You see that one? That what happened to that one girl that went to Houston. You don't remember from California? She went to Houston. That man killed her. Flew down there, thought she was going to get tricking with him, and he went and killed her. Yeah, that's what I said up there. And yeah, I tell my daughter, don't be with nobody.
You gotta have games get some lap. You can't trick no more.
Nope.
I mean, just think about it though. The game is so fucked up now. It's hard for motherfucker to ever post to a motherfucker.
Now, why I tell my girls don't go to Hell Love House no more? Because I know he got them crazy neighbors and stuff like that.
See? It's a part of my alignment. It's a part of my alignment.
I know they say, hello, who that girl is? What your name is, girl? Where you from? Who your people is?
Yeah, they gonna give them a 9,000. They guarantee that.
Well, I used to hate my homeboy. And my homeboy said, ooh, where you from? You ain't got no home girl.
Man, that's some country ass shit. I was talking about that with one of my sisters earlier, trying to explain to her how a lot of people in the country have married into our family and vice versa, like how some people we would be double kin to, not by blood, but like by blood on one side and by marriage on the other side or whatever. And that I was just talking about that this morning. And I said to myself, man, you know, you a country-ass bastard when you have to ask who your people. You know where you from, man. You know you from down off through there. Because it's just like that where I'm from. I had an auntie who was married into my cousin's family. So my auntie was they auntie too, but in a different way, because she married they uncle. The shit is wild.
Mm.
I was like, oh, what?
It's like my auntie, my aunt is my cousin on my dad's side. That's my second cousin. That's my dad's first cousin, but she married to my mama's brother. So that made my auntie, my cousin, was auntie by marriage. So my cousins, they were double cousins. So it's like you got to fight with one side of the family. On my mom's side, then everybody on my dad's side, if you got in a fight with them, what's going to fight? So when they came to the club and you came to Hope, if you got into a fight with one of them, you got to fight damn near about 20 of them. I never was around because I was always out of town in Louisiana and on the road getting some money. So I would miss all the fights. I wouldn't be in town. The only time I caught one, I didn't catch the fight. My cousin and them came home and woke me up. Them guys pulled them guns out on the dance floor in the club. So I went and got that chopper and went and got them. We went riding around trying to see if they can identify them so we can light their ass up. But other than that, shit, that was the crazy part. It's like, man, your cousin here got into a fight. I said, well, hey, I know everybody got into a fight. Then I come back in town, they talking about getting into the club. But I'm like, shit, I already know. But you got like 12 of them on this side and like 5 of them on this side. So that's like 17 niggas you got to fight.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, down there, my grandma across the street, I found out the neighbor across the street was my cousin. And a man around the block was my great uncle. I was like, God damn, boy, this kid here, it's confusing as hell, but I had an aim this week. She died right before she turned 101. She could tell you all that shit. She'd go back to all the way back to 1910 on your ass and explain to you, this person is this one's sister, but this one and so-and-so is this one's brother. But this one married this one, and they had this one, and this one and this one. I was like, because we used to have to go to her. We was like, hey, Auntie, these boys following us around. Is these our cousins or what? Like, what's up?
Right, and I met this girl. She turned out to be my cousin. I was at the store getting a fish plate. She's like, ooh, you fine. You be dressing up. I be in the suits and stuff. Ooh, I can't get your number. I like, shit, where you from? She said, I'm from what you call. I said, oh. I said, I got some kin from there. She said, are they what you call? I said, yeah. She said, that's my last name. I said, oh, I don't know. You can't holler at me. And I just had to break it down and explain to her, like, my great-grandma and your great-grandma, they were sisters. So we can't even, what you call it? I said, we can't even get down like that. But they was, you know. It's the crazy part. I was like, So that's why I didn't date nobody really in Hope. I would go to Texarkana and out of state to date girls because all the girls in the town, they're going to be damn near kin to me.
That's so funny. I used to talk to niggas like from the north side and niggas just from out of town and stuff like that, religion, Houston, because a lot of my people, they came from down at the country, right at 288. And so you would find a lot of them on the south side and on the southwest and stuff. So I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. All them girls say, why you don't ever talk to no girl from Hope? I said, hell, y'all probably kin to me. I ain't kin to you. I'm not kin to Martin them. I said, yeah, you probably came to me somehow, either on one side of the fence, but we ain't going to worry about that. And they be mad as hell. I let them ride with me, and they sit back and smoke, but I ain't never mess with them. I be way out of pocket. That's why I booted them, like, man, where she from? Oh, man, she from Memphis, or she from this part of Arkansas, or Texarkana, or Shreveport, or goddamn way on down. I be at Jackson, Mississippi, I used to hang out down there in Truly spot Monroe back in the day. Monroe and Farmersville, all them spots. Oh, who the hell is this? Oh.
I bet you related to everybody here, love, with a name like Jones down there.
Hell yeah. You name it, they claim it. That's my crib. You be somewhere else at Mitchell Cracker's. You know, yeah, my cousin, man. Yeah, his daddy, man, or his daddy, my cousin, or cousin.
Now we had the family reunion. We had the family reunion. My cousin was trying to fuck our cousin from wherever she was from. She like a supermodel, a little yellow bone, and had the little blonde wig.
Hey, man,
tell her to come over there by the goddamn bathroom, man, in the hallway. I said, no, nigga, that's your cousin. Hey, I'm trying to fuck something. Hell, shit, man. I don't know. I said, no, we can't do that.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell him no different. I mean, he'll fuck a goat if you let him. I ain't lying. He got a big fat Mexican girl pregnant. And she come into town. Everybody, man, who the hell is that? Oh man, that's my baby mama. They said, what? They said, all them girls you used to be getting, man. I was like, oh, man, that girl, she about 300 pounds. And everybody was just looking like, oh, what the hell? But he said he was messing with her because her brother was the plug. I said, she still wouldn't have got none of this. Oh, ma'am, I don't care what plug your brother is.
It's them names for me. Even in the city, they was like, oh, Young. I was like, uh-uh. It was like Austin, Woody, Davis. Oh, no, Y'all good.
Did Foxy come online yet?
I was like, no.
I'm online, huh?
Oh, okay. I didn't know you all quiet. You normally come in singing, hello?
I wasn't trying to show out. I didn't know that it still made people laugh. I didn't know.
You're supposed to come on and sing your theme song. You know, the damn TV show come on with a theme song. You don't just come on.
Don't you know no good? Don't you know no good?
No.
Y'all give it up a second.
Don't you know no. You know that nigga. That boy good. Nah, but how's everybody doing, though? How's everybody doing?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing without. We got a drought.
You got a drought?
Yeah, my blow up dog got a flat.
I'm not gonna play with you, Unc.
Oh no.
But that means you ain't laying the pipe down right.
They said safe set. I laid the pipe down, that's why she got a flat. Now I'm just joking, y'all.
Right on. What's that?
I busted my dog Cherry.
How you doing, Scratch?
That ain't Scratch. You been gone too long.
Currently unavailable.
Well, okay. Yeah, I've been gone too long. All right. So what's the topic of the night?
You the topic of the night.
Bullshit.
You the topic of the night. No.
Okay, I'm the topic of the night. I tell you what, sitting in that jail cell. I promise y'all, kill them dead.
Mm-mm.
No, for real. Like I said, I know I've been gone for a while, but, you know, I'm just praying everybody's doing all right and, you know what I'm saying, and staying blessed and all that good stuff.
Well, how you been doing?
I've been maintaining. You've been playing your plans, Sweet Pete?
Hell no, not really. They made me mad with all that. Some of them still growing on their own though, but I haven't been doing stuff that I used to do.
Oh, okay.
I can't help it though, y'all. I just said that today, but they can kiss my ass. I'm about to drop these damn seeds.
My papa, he trying to get me the green thumb. He was telling me he had grew some mint, some rosemary, some lilies, green lilies, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm, you know, I've been curious, but like you said, just having that energy.
Look, do some either like a bell pepper. Bell pepper is easy as hell. They almost grow themselves. And they self-pollinate in the wind and all of that. Start with stuff that's easy. Or you can get stuff that's already they call starters, the little ones, and grow them up. But a bell pepper is pretty easy to grow. Stuff like that.
Yeah. That's what's up.
The bugs pissing me off though, y'all, because, you know, we haven't had our
regular weather pattern isn't hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. So some stuff came up and died. But it was stuff that I didn't know was planted anyway. But the stuff started growing. It froze again and it died.
Yeah.
Hello? 65, we got a caller on the line. Caller, state your name and where you're from and what your business is. Hello, caller. Are you there? You press one like you had a question.
What up, man? It's K-9. What's up with you, man?
What the hell you got going on?
What's up, dog? What's up,
what
man?
You do?
How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
It's great, it's great. What are you doing, Pepper?
Oh, man, just sliding through, man. I started keeping on mute, man. My granddaughter watching this show.
Oh, okay.
That's what's up. Doing a little babysitting, man. Watching my granddaughter, man. Hanging out with my granddaughter.
Okay.
He don't remember it.
Yeah, so how y'all doing,
though?
Yeah, she chilling with Pawpaw.
Well, we just talking about what everybody got going on in their city and stuff like that. Just catching up because we haven't been able to use this all week.
Confetti told everybody what's up.
Right on.
What?
Confetti, what up? What up?
Yeah, he just said what's up. He was on the other line. He had to go do his study. He's been working hard doing his homework.
Oh,
he got a radio show. If y'all tune to him on Facebook on Wednesday, he got a radio station.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. Got good topics he be talking about. You can sit up there and talk about hip hop and all
hey,
that. We
hey,
be on
everywhere.
Yo.
You didn't hear that music, man?
What music?
You didn't hear that music that was playing one little, two little, three little Indians.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard
that. It reminds me, every time that I come on this show, man, we watch me and her watching it. It reminds me about that concert you said when the boys jumped up there and did that one little, two little.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me about
remember
that.
Remember Hustle and Flow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do my CD. You do my CD. What? Oh, man. You better suck my...
One little, two little, three little niggas in the trap. One little nigga in the back with the strap.
One little nigga in the trap. Two little niggas in the kitchen cooking crack. Three little niggas in the back with the strap. Four little niggas. I said, man, come on now.
That was actual factual. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actual factual. Alrighty then. Well, man, it's close to the top for the hour. I'm gonna give y'all 8 more minutes to parlay and perpetrate. And then I'm playing some damn music and shit. And then we gonna come back in and talk some more shit. You know, typical shit. So y'all all right with y'all? Y'all all right with that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck, Jerry. I don't.
Yeah,
play
that damn music,
baby. Cause for Chrissy, it's this.
Don't be
yelling
at me.
That's right. If you and Hissy go back up there and call us a little crazy, and get him to make you a motherfucker. He know how to make him. He'll bark to them now. A rapper with all titles.
That's number one, Chief Rocker.
Mm-hmm. Keep it popping. Well, check this out. Since y'all, everybody got, you know, something in their mouth, I'm going to go ahead and play some songs right quick, and we'll come back with some more. Maybe y'all will be doing what you're doing and hiding me out of being in the bathroom. Boy, boy. You know, that shit.
Connoisseur Chris.
Gotta smoke a blunt to this one. Let's get it.
I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note like an OG. I be on my own note tryna be me. I be on my own note, walking to the beat of my own drum. Moving too fast for my shadow, for my sanity, I'm on the run. Trapped in a trap house for a few days. Mindset stuck, trapped up, but I'm paid. Living on my rap, trying to find better ways. Trying to find better haze, trying to find better days. I don't feel like myself, but I don't know what to feel. Do I wanna go independent, or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is, I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I wanna be a team player and drop 50 in the gym. I wanna be like Dame, I wanna be like Jay. I wanna say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life's so fucked up where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. Tryna find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit. And I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself. No privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy. Stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my chick for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand. Locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am, if you don't like it, I don't give a damn. I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life,
my own note,
you find out you don't.
I be on my own note.
You gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note.
Be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note.
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 Black man, black man, oh get your money, black man in America. They gun us down cause they claim that they scared of us. Born as a king, black man, black man,
black man.
Gun down our great, they don't want us to rule. Black man, for
black
that money,
man.
Do their routine. Look at you tap dance, black man, black man.
Black man.
Not me, I ball up my fist, let them see my black hand.
Black man,
black man, black man.
Black man.
How dare you go against your own black man?
Black man.
Now Trump in office, racism has gotten bold.
Gotten bold.
Black man, they lock us down just to see us fold.
See us fold.
Black man, black man,
black man.
You bred to be tough, even against a system that be corrupt. but it's just against us. Black man, black man,
black man. For a black man in America, system totally corrupt. But y'all don't live our life, so y'all don't even give a fuck. I'm just trying to give them knowledge, give them a little power. See if we come together, no race is as strong as ours.
Black man, black man,
black man.
Oh, get your money, black man in America.
In America.
They gun us down cause they claim that they scared of us. Seem like it's every other day a new video is surfacing. They supposed to protect and serve, but they serving a shell. So the situation worse than that. Black man, black man,
black man.
Oh, how it feels as if the world is out to get them. Black man, black man,
black man.
They put them cuffs on tight and make sure they fit them. Black man, my hands up, I can't breathe. I'm just trying to sell a CD. You plant a gun on me. Black man,
black man.
Oh, I can't play for you because my freedom of speech. But it's silent, I'm only taking a knee. Black man,
black man,
black man.
For a black man in America, system totally corrupt. But y'all don't live our life, so y'all don't even give a fuck. I'm just trying to give them knowledge, give them a little power. See if we come together, no race is as strong as ours.
Black man, black man,
black.
Oh, get your money, black man in America.
In America.
They gun us down cause they claim that they scared of us. Black man, black man,
black man.
Walking in the hoodie in your gated community.
Uh-huh.
Why he have to kill him over a can?
Why?
And we still screaming for unity. Black man, black man,
black man.
They don't want you to have dreams and hopes, black man.
Nah.
Growing up without a figure, nobody to teach you the ropes, black man.
Black man.
Black man, black man,
black man.
I'm just trying to spit some knowledge. I'm just trying to spit some power. Black man. Cause
black
if we come
man.
Together, no race is strong as ours. Black man.
Black man.
About to turn the heat up, you better get your fans. Say you want a feast and then you better drop a band. Don't hang with too many cause they all can. Trash ass niggas X'd out, you a scam. Messing with the crew, no prince back hand. A pig in a blanket wrapped up, pork gland. One wrong move, no thoughts, it's your head. I can't be humble when I stand on 10. A chick in this bitch flowing harder than your man. A 30 to the dome, suicide mission. I live in your head rent free cause I can. Stepping on neck cutting circulation. A melanated motherfucker deep in your skin. I came to rec shop, cool cup sipping. Louisiana, Texas, and you know we stepping. Truly a bitch, too respected for my name. A rare motherfucker you don't see often. But if my niggas call me up, then you know I'm sliding. Let your face fool you, you're an easy target. If you think you really know me, I suggest you check again. You know I hit the ground running when I got that green light. Fuck, looking back, I put my collar and got off the brake. A lot of niggas flaked, I put the gas and said, fuck everybody. Now they looking for me with some flashlights to sun them. I got a lot of whips in my yard, but they don't know about it. Boys lined up, in and out, sitting heavy. I had to switch it up in case a nigga got cocky. They might see me out, but they don't know about that tapping. Got shooters all around, I'm fully covered like the president. The early bird special, yeah, you know they got the head count. I ain't for the top, candy paint starts dripping. All eyes on me, let me help you clean your cataract. Man, fuck Hilfiger, let me say it again. Fuck Hilfiger, let me say it again. Fuck Hilfiger, let me say it again. Fuck Hilfiger. Quick to put a pussy nigga in place like
man.
When a pussy nigga hate, I make him cook his noodle.
Man.
The way I cut him, make a nigga change his gender from him.
Man.
Step up to me talking crazy, then you better be the
man.
Put a nigga on a tee and then I serve it to it.
Man.
Give a speech at his funeral, I'm sitting on him.
Man.
See his bitch and then I brand her to the true light.
Man.
Pull up on a nigga blocking, now I'm standing like the
man.
True Monroe. You know I make it known. When I'm stepping on them necks, I need them Adam apples gone.
Man.
I stay lyrically zoned. This ain't what they want. Fuck, how they feeling, bitch? I'm sitting on the phone. Who the fuck is true? Bitch, I'm from the booth.
Tanglewood, bitch, got a rep locked wood. For the ones that don't know, bitch, I'm always in the rope. You gon' see me unless I'm picking up some motherfucking dope. You can't fuck with me, how I'm bred, bitch, to eat. Got steppers running since they been up in the fucking street. Your snipers on the roof, but you won't know because you sleep. Hella bitches in the coma, now they sold as that eat. I'ma jump up on the beat and murk whoever's on the scene. Say it loud with my chest full of air true beans. Spray pussy and get fucked, raw dog, no strings. I ain't friendly, bitch, I got the extra dose to make you lean. I see a knob up on the street, you know he going 6 feet. Make your mama start back praying, now she dropping to her knees. Said it screaming, stop the violence, fuck your mama and her speech. Send word to your mama that your slaughter, it was brief. I'm steady blowing on in dope, living that thug life. When I double back, I spin the block until it's blood out. Recipes on the table, cook it up, I'm serving everybody. It ain't no silver spoon around this bitch, as best you know about. No new friends around this bitch, fuck them all up in that past life. They can all kiss my ass, just need a minute, let me turn don't around. Don't give a fuck if you my blood, cause once it's fuck you, yeah, I glorify it. Trying to get back cool, I left their ass out by the curb. What they kill me, made me stronger, driving bitches without no pilot. I stopped fucking with them bitches who was shit, now they dead walking. Black sheep up in this bitch, look at me now, ho, I'm over. Throw a party around this bitch, I trashed it all, it won't be no recycle. No recycle, man.
Y'all try to call me Joey, but that just ain't me.
She about to cheat.
Let me tell you a story. A story about your baby mama. Look at here.
She about to cheat.
Your baby mama.
She about to cheat.
Says you cheat, man.
Before you call me a lie, she came to me yesterday, and the girl said she was tired, yeah. Tired of you making her look like a fool. So now guess what, playboy, she's about to cheat on you. She let the cup, dropping it like it's hot. Oh boy, you about to lose your spot.
She about to cheat. Your baby mama.
Oh, oh, oh,
she about to cheat. Says you cheat, man.
Yeah.
She about to cheat. She's about to go out.
She about to cheat.
And give up and look at time.
She hit me up on my Facebook.
Oh, bro.
And asked me what was going on. To my messenger of her and nothing but a thong. She let me know that she wanted
what she want.
She want this thing that I got. So I'm just gonna put it up in her, yeah, till I hit that spot.
You know what?
She about to cheat.
Your baby mama.
She's about to go out.
that gon' fly. Say the door up with time, hit it twice over me. On the man, you can buy it. I'm touching the dream. Bring that Uzi by two times. So I'm not living with my beautiful wife. I'm gonna live with you, but hit you when you got it. There's a light on that door.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh, we mute. Can y'all hear me? Okay.
Yeah. We can hear you loud and clear.
True West Radio Station, back on air. I'm trying to see, who was that last artist that was playing?
A little bit less than an hour left. If y'all want to call in, number 323-642-1597.
323-642-1597. Here I am to save
today. Tab, who was that last artist you played?
The last artist that I played was Sky Rain.
Okay.
Glock.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I had to sneak it in there. You know what I'm saying? We try to keep everybody relevant to the game. One way or another. Oh. I feel like I just got ran over by a Chinese bus. Double Dutch.
What? Dang, so you got ran over by a Chinese bus.
I feel like I got ran over by a Double Dutch bus.
A Double Dutch bus was from California, wasn't it? Or somewhere like that. It wasn't from.
The Double Dutch bus is actually a transit system in Paris, Italy, France, China. It is the foreign bus built to two stories of seats. Where you are gazing into the starlight.
That is cool shooting down there by your way, huh? Well, in Dallas, Texas, you know, was that in Houston?
A school shooting?
Oh, yeah. They waited till another student came out and shot him.
A boy said his ass, oh my. Was it in Texas?
Yeah, it was in Dallas.
Was.
Yeah, the coach, it was a coach from that high school that had drove two boys from that school to the house, and then somebody just fucked around and just shot up the damn car. And they got hit, but for some strange reason, those two boys ended up going back to that school. So that's the reason why right now that school is closed for under investigation.
Yeah, that's the one that happened either today or yesterday, but then they had another one happen.
It was another one. It was another one. It was some dude, his name was Julian, light-skinned dude, mm-hmm. dread. Yeah, 17 years old.
They have an Arlington.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, goddamn. I mean, I guess, see, and if you think about it, bro, it's like, that's the controversy between that bearing arms rule, that what's the word I'm looking for?
Right to bear arms.
You see what I'm saying? That, like, I feel like that's the controversy right there because, goddamn, if a 17-year-old is able to goddamn either go in the stove and get a gun.
He's not able to get a gun, but the deal is
but,
he got the black market.
But at the same time, I was going to say, ain't no telling how he got the gun. He probably might have, you know, stole it from his pawpaw cabinet. You know, ain't no telling.
Let me tell you what just happened. They just killed the Little Rock Airport director at the airport. They killed him at his house because he was buying. He bought over 1,000 guns and sold them on the street. What they do is the gun shop owners, they sit up there and say the gun shop got broke into, filed an insurance claim. I go up to the Waffle House and sit up there and sell you a gun for $1,600. It's only probably $400 in my store. But now I'm going to get the money for the gun from the insurance and make four times the money off of you. So all the black kids in the neighborhood got guns to kill each other. They said, we ain't got to put on no Klan suit. We just get them access to guns. They're going to kill each other. So... it's just
and the white people party. Just looking, and the white people just looking at us. Aha, 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 aha. We just gonna sit back and eat popcorn and watch these niggas kill each other.
Right. They don't have gun control. They don't. Here's what happens: if you go to a Jewish church and shoot that church up, or a Catholic church, you gonna guarantee to get the death penalty. You go to the black church and shoot it up, hell, you gonna get a motherfucking trip to Burger King before you go to jail. With a large shake, fries and onion rings. That's been proven. That's what happened to that boy in South Carolina. He killed him. They drove him through the Burger King window, ordered him a double whopper, a large fry, a large shake and everything, and then took him to jail after killing 7 people. So that tells you how corrupt America is. There's no way all these young black guys who can't get no gun legally possess a gun in switches without buying them on the black market.
Yeah.
You can buy anything on the black market. But if you think about it too, nowadays, if you think about it, it's the economy. Everybody is out for that mighty dollar. So you'll catch a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, they're like, well, shit, I'm gonna sell this gun to whomever they got the goddamn change. Right around true or false.
Well, here's what the deal is. If the gun owner can sell me 4 guns for $3,000, right?
Uh-huh.
And I can go get each one of them guns and sell them for $1,200 a piece and make me $4,800, so I'll be the maybe $1,800 profit selling again on the street. You see, so that's the name of the game. The gun owners realize that they ain't gonna get but so much at the gun store, but they can just say their pawn shop got broke into, a gun store got broke into, get an insurance claim, and sell the shit on the street, make 5 times the amount of their money. That's the name of the game.
Yep.
That's why the record company tell you, Foxy, if you ain't talking about 30 rounds with the switch on it, we're not going to sign you to no record deal because we own the prison. And we want your listeners to listen to that shit and go crash out so we can send them to the prison, get free labor, and then sell the goddamn tomatoes and the squash to Walmart and make more money because your ass gonna work for free. Now, ain't that smart?
You right.
Then if you crash out, we ain't got to pay you because you're going to be locked up. And we ain't going to pay you shit, and you ain't going to be able to sue us because you locked up and won't be able to make it to court. And if you die, we got a $2 million life insurance policy on your black ass, and so we going to make money off of you while you're dead, plus your record sales. Mm-hmm. So we still going to win.
Speaking of which, did y'all hear about that? I guess supposedly Drake ended up getting sued with Tupac's estate.
Yeah, he took it down.
Yeah. I heard they said Snoop was on the song too, and Snoop didn't know about it. Or something like that. If Snoop was on somebody's song.
That's what I was telling y'all about AI the other day. AI can take over the music industry because they don't need no rappers no more. They ain't got to sign no rapper. They can take the computer, take Snoop Dogg's voice analysis, Tupac voice analysis, type up some lyrics, and the goddamn computer print it out, and they put it on a streaming platform. Y'all say, oh, man, it's that new unreleased Tupac and Snoop Dogg. And they ain't never recorded their song. So imagine how these industries can take Jay-Z, Beyonce, anybody, and make them dead or alive, make a whole new album with them. You see that?
Look,
I'm out of town, thugging with my rounds, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. Did y'all see that?
They rest it. They rest it.
And the crazy thing about it, my ex in Atlanta, they talking about, are you sure Tupac dead? Because he... Cause he still in 2024 still making hit, my nigga. Like he knows
they paid the realest $100,000 per record to do all their Machiavelli. That's why he sounds just like Tupac. He got tattoos just like Tupac. Got the round head just like Tupac. Yep, but that's the AI is deadly right now because they just did a diss track that Kendrick Lamar didn't even rap on. A man did it, 23-year-old did it, and he did it towards Drake, and it wasn't even Kendrick Lamar on the track. Now, you see how deadly that is? If somebody made it, took Sweet Pea voice and made a diss track towards Foxy, and Foxy like, well, I see you. It's on sight. It's on sight on my mama. Like Foxy say, on my mama. It's on sight. You don't sit your cock eye at that. No, I'm just joking. No, but serious, that's what that just happened with Kendrick Lamar. He's like, I didn't even do that record. That was artificial intelligence.
Well,
imagine people creating beef with artificial intelligence and somebody pulls up and really and smokes somebody and they die behind artificial intelligence making a fake beef. That can be deadly. That's what me and Confetti talked about Wednesday on the show. That's how deadly this music game can be now with artificial intelligence. Yeah.
It's different. It's way different. Way different. Too much extra shit going on.
It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work, though. It's not gonna work. They're gonna have to create their own
thing. I'd rather sing in the goddamn shower.
They gonna have to do what, Sweet B?
They're gonna have to create their own whoever, people and licenses with that, and make their own songs. They're not gonna be able to use my voice and whatever, because that's not true. Because if you
but why wouldn't they be able? They make up new lyrics, and it's not copyright infringement.
Well, because if you using my voice. And people assuming that it's me. What do you call it?
You don't have a trademark on your voice, though.
It's, what do you call it? defamation, like, of my character. It's assassination of my character.
How's it defamation of your character? That's what they've been asking. How's it defamation of your character?
Because
they took your voice.
That's why. People think it's you saying it. A lot of people don't understand it.
Yeah, but there's no legal, that's the legal loophole. There's no law.
But it will be soon. It will be soon.
The question is when is it going to be a law?
I don't know. After so many cease and desist you sent out, probably. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with you writing lyrics, writing the R&B song, and you doing it in AI because you don't have a rapping voice or a singing voice, but you can't use my voice. You have to use a voice that's generated using all of the stuff that you have gathered. You have to make your own voice. You can't use mine. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that's what you say in your mind, but legally, they can use it because you have no trademark on your voice. That's like somebody saying Big Bird's got a trademark on his voice. Now, you can't use, oh, this is Big Bird because the Sesame Street's got their trademark on the name Big Bird, but on the voice, there's no trademark on it. Somebody can take Big Bird and do a whole rap with Big Bird's voice.
If somebody and Sesame Street couldn't sue. Hey, nigga, I get shot out there at the damn gas station because of some AI shit. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about why
it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Well, I'm just saying they're doing it and it's dangerous because that's what happened with Kendrick Lamar. What if it would have been some down south rappers who thought, oh, man, he just dissed me. Wait till I see him at club so-and-so and then they get shot. And it's like, man, that wasn't even him that did that. It was artificial intelligence. Like, oh, he's dead now. It's crazy, but right now there's no legality to it.
Well, they're going to have to do something soon. They're going to have to do something soon. It's going to be too many civil cases and all that stuff. And when people start winning them, they're going to have to do something with that. Anyway, it's just stupid. Use your voice. Use your mama voice. Don't use my voice to talk some shit about somebody. And you know what I'm saying? And then you get me hurt or you have people looking at me in a distasteful way and people look at me like I'm the bad person or people don't want to deal with me because I'm involved in drama and I'm not involved in nothing. You stole my voice. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said they can do it, but it's not going to work. And it was stupid to do it the way they have done it. They should have used all the information they have compiled so far to, you know, make their own voices. Or you
but
put
you,
your
you know
voice
who's
in
gonna
that
be doing
and
it?
Do something with yours, not using mine. That's what they should have been doing.
Yeah, but the record companies are going to use your voice. You see,
I'm telling you why it's not going to work. Why a lot of people going to get shot. A lot of people going to get hurt. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits. And that's why it's not going to work. And I know the record company ain't going to give a damn about nobody involved. That's the worst part.
The record company is going to be the one doing it. They're going to say, the record company is going to say, well, why are we going to go out here and sign Sweet Pea to a $2 million record deal and we can just take Sweet Pea's voice and put it and type up some new lyrics and have her voice analyzed and sit up the program and sit up there and rap in her voice. And that saves us money. We can still sell the same records without having to pay her no money.
And then I get shot 3 weeks later sitting down eating at Frank's Grill. And my family sued the label and everybody involved because it wasn't my voice. You see what I'm saying? That's why I said it's not going to work. I'm not saying they can't do it. We know they can do it. They are doing it. But it's not going to work. A lot of people are going to get hurt. It's going to be a lot of nonsense. Because a lot of people are going to get hurt. and you take my voice and you hold up to something that don't have nothing to do with me, you bringing a lot of drama towards me. You bringing a lot of hate mail. You bringing a lot of fucking DMs on the internet. It's going to be all kinds of stuff. Watch. Just watch. I don't know how long it's going to take, but you're going to see. They're going to have to do something about it. And everything that you can do, you can do, you shouldn't do. That was really stupid. You know, because like I said, these are rappers, and we know rappers get killed. So it's dumb. It shouldn't even been able, just because you could do it, don't mean they shouldn't be at that. It was stupid.
Well, they all jumped on the idea. When you remember when they did that Tupac hologram at the, whatever it was, Super Bowl or whatever it was? They had that Tupac hologram, and he was rapping and stuff. They were like, well, this is the wave right here. We can take them while they're dead. Elvis, Tupac, Whitney Houston, and we can just do a hologram and do artificial intelligence and have that summer gun singing with their voice. And everybody would be like, wow.
A hologram using the work that they have already done and what they're known for will be a lot more tasteful and be a lot more respectful. I think a lot of people will want to see it too. Because when I first saw that, it was like, it looked kind of freaky as hell. But when you watch it back now, you can kind of tell. But they've gotten so advanced with this stuff now, it looked like stuff jumping off the screen. So it'll be live as hell if they do like a Tupac hologram show. You know what I'm saying? Or anybody, or do a Biggie hologram, or anybody. That's what they should be doing in Las Vegas and stuff like that. Now watch, they gonna take my ideas, because I said it out here talking to y'all, and they ain't gonna pay me for it, but it's gonna be live.
Yep. Okay, they done started going into virtual concerts where you just sitting up there with a green screen that makes it like you in Las Vegas or New York in Madison Square Garden, and you just in the empty room, and they're doing virtual concerts, and people are logging in, paying $5, $10 to watch you do a whole hour of performing. And they say that's cheaper than sitting up there selling concert tickets where people got to get up and gas up and go and dress up to go to the concert. They can just sit up there and now pay to watch it on pay-per-view. So it's all the formats are changing forever so fast. So then it's like, well, are we going to still have live venues where we go to concerts? Or is it all going to be streaming concerts where you just pay pay-per-view like boxing? You got to pay to see a Drake concert. So that's what we got to be looking at, is what's the next wave. Just like we went from reel-to-reel cassette tape to CD to streaming platform to thumb drives and all that stuff. Now they're back on vinyl. So it's like, what's the next wave? People said we can sell vinyl for $26 because we ain't making no money off streaming. So if you sell it for $26, then the artist is probably going to get $3 off the record. The record company going to get $20 dollars off of it.
But with the records, too, you just can go back to what it's actually supposed to be. Because another thing, see, they see that they have taken this so far away from what it's supposed to be. Nobody wants to be involved. You see that? So they bring them back records. They bring them back record players and that sort of thing, too. Because they're trying to get people out there who still love it and still want to be involved and still know what the essence of it is. They're trying to bring them back. Because nobody wants nothing to do with it anymore. So they're trying to bring them back. Because people going to start spinning and doing DJ battles again and all of that.
Yeah, them artists realize they weren't making no money off streaming. You got to go a million streams to make $1,500. So they like, well, shoot, man, we can't even make it to pay our bills. So now they went back to the drawing board. So the record company like, well, we're going to put some vinyl out in order to pay y'all $3 a record so y'all can shut up. But a lot of people will buy records, and some people ain't buying records because it's $26 a record. And they like, I just download it. Unfortunately.
Yeah. I know, but some people who actually want records, and I think it's true, that people want records, and I love that they are making records again. Now, what's really getting me excited is if I see them pop up with an A-track. I say, oh boy, damn it, I don't even remember how to use those, but I remember having them. Now, if I see somebody pop up with an A-track and they start selling A-tracks again, I'm going to be tripped out. That's going to trip.
They play so well, them A-tracks. They play so well. We still got one in this closet, but my mama got so much stuff piled up on it. We still got it in the closet, and then they still have some. I think like Michael McDonald and Lionel Rich, we had some of those still in the deal. But they tracks, they played, see, analog cassette tapes was actually in the 8-track was actually warmer in the sound system than all this digital stuff. That's like when I mix and master, I run through analog software to give it that warmth. Going to reel to reel. So a lot of people, when they sample, they'll sample reel to reel, then sample it back into their computer to give it that warm sound. So that's why some people's stuff knocks, and you hear a local rapper, his stuff sounds thin. That's because they didn't run it through no analog outboard gear. So, but I'm going into the store. I just came into, where was that, Walmart. I looked up and seen all them vinyl records they had in Walmart. I was like, wow. And they got the record player for like $50. I'm like, wow, Bluetooth. So it's real nice.
They got new music too, y'all. It's like some new stuff that came out on record.
Yeah, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I can't stand his ass.
Yeah, I want to pull my record players out because I got record players. I just got to get a... that stereo, I got the stereo system. I had to run it through the stereo system and hook all that stuff up, so I got to find some room for it. But I got my Technique 1210 from 1990. I bought them, what, 91? So I done had them since 91. So 33 years, I done had them. They been sitting out in my mom's shed all them years. So that's why I was telling Scratch I came in on those, but... I want to pull them out, put some brand new needles on it, and start going to buy some vinyls. I got a record store right across the street from me. It's got all the old schools, and I want to get a lot of them just to play, just to collect them, really, not to play them, but just to collect them. Because I get all the sounds, all them sounds, I just pull them up on my Amazon Music. Most of them, but some of them are, you won't be able to find on Amazon. You won't find them on YouTube because they were just one-hit wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Crystal, when I seen that little commercial, he's up there making the drinks up and stuff.
Yeah, he does. All right. He, me and him was talking about the restaurant. It's a well-known restaurant, but he ain't been happy with kind of like the flow of it and stuff. So I told him, I was like, man, you should start doing some stuff yourself or talk to the managers or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you gotta do, what you think to bring people in. Then this thing, I know,
media.
He did a video. I was like, okay.
If he uses his social media, he can get by using his social media because he can get on social media and be like, hey, stop by, what you call it? I'm the mixologist, what you call it? And then have some music playing in the background. They be like, oh, let's go check that place out. I don't know if they play music or they just sit there and eat and drink or whatever. But
they got a lot of music at the place.
Yeah,
but,
so they got some music that they play.
They started sharing it on the company's page, too. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, so she had on his page to all his followers and stuff like that. And they're, what you call it? That'll be good. Use that to his advantage, because then he'll be a household name. Hey, you're the dude I seen on the commercial. You're the dude I seen on TV. You know, you become that dude. You know, everybody, a lot of people didn't know my name. He's like, you're the guy that sells the movies, right? I'm like, yes, it'd be an old-ass white lady. I need something scary for me and my grandkids like stuff scary. I'm like, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, man, this woman, how the hell she know me? Everybody point to me. Hey, man, you got some cologne? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, hell, they told me you were the guy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got what you need. And if I ain't got it, man, I try to get it. But, yeah, so that's the deal. You want to become that dude. You become a household name. They come and ask for him. Man, I want my drinks by Connoisseur Chris. Yeah, they'll demand you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. They give them
they
cards and stuff
you.
To give to their customers. After you serve a customer or whatever, they give them a little card, you can whatever.
You see, because when I go to Buffalo Wild Wing before they close down, I used to take Booty and them and all my friends. They'll come in there, and I'll be waiting in line. There might be three or four people in line. And one of my favorite waitresses, I have like three of them. They'll come, even the manager. They'll come and grab me and sit me down in my favorite spot right there where I see the TV right there. And I won't wait in line. They'll come, hey, what's up, baby? Come on, I got you. You're sitting in my section. And come walk me right on over there. First thing they're doing, you want tea or you want your Dr. Pepper? And I say, give me a tea. Boom, boom, boom. I'm with a partner. I'd be like, well, get them whatever drink or get them some beer and then a drink. And then they're like, you getting your 15-piece wings? I'm like, yeah, we're going to do half and half. And I eat me like about seven of them. He eat the other eight and go on about the business. But, you know, once you become that household name, then it's good. It's good on both business because I used to love, see, them restaurants knew me. So I come in, they sit, they know I'm respectable. They like, well, I hear we know we getting an $8 or $10 tip from him off the top. Now, if I go buy like a $20 meal, I give him a $5 tip. If I get like a $40 meal, I give him like $8 tip. If I get like a $60 meal, I give him a $10 tip. So that damn near shit like 15, 18% or whatever. So they you know, I always respected them, know how hard they work. But, yeah, I like that video. I seen it. I meant to tell you that. I was like, I like that. He's sitting up there mixing up the drinks and stuff like that. Put a little razzmatazz to it, start sliding them down on the table to the customers. Hope it don't waste in their lap.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, ma'am. Something must have happened. No, but that's what I like that stuff. When I went to, the reason I said that, when I went to when I went to Vegas, we went to Coyote Ugly, and them girls jumped up on the bar with them cowboy boots on and shit like, bitch, what the fuck? You finna kick my drink over. And next thing I know, they're pouring drink to the guy next to me. They're pouring his drink. They stand up on the bar, them bent over pouring his drink. I'm like, man, the hell is this? Well, I was like, shit, that's how they get down, but that's how they get their customer. They sit up there and do their dance on the bar and all that stuff and just bring some pizzazz to the club.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. Yeah. Basically. And that's a restaurant. It's supposed to be like a fine dining place. So it's picking up, though. People been seeing it. People that work there and people that follow the restaurant. And the restaurant is sharing them on the business page. So he's doing good. And the managers at the restaurant just found out what he was doing because they saw it, but because they moving too slow. So he getting stuff done. People want to been talking about it. All the stuff you've been saying, basically, is how it's been going. Because he's a server, too, but he a bartender also. So like, today's one of the days that he will work all day long, so he's probably working as a server tonight, but, you know, bartender in the morning. But it's good for the business, and it's good for him, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy he listened to me, so.
Especially you start getting them big tips and stuff like that. Because I like that one in Dallas. He got one in Dallas, but he had to tell them people don't stand on his furniture. That's why he kicked them people out. They were standing on his furniture. He's like, I don't mind y'all dancing. I got a DJ in here for y'all to have a good time. and you can listen to great music and have fine dining, but I'm not going to have you standing on my furniture dancing around and twerking. And that's disrespect. You know, disrespect. He got a live DJ set up, and I was like, man, you can't beat that right there. And then they showed them girls standing all up on his furniture twerking, and he was like, mm-mm. He said, y'all can take y'all money and go elsewhere. And then they started trying to dog him out, and he's like, mm-mm. They like, what would y'all do if you had a restaurant of people standing on there, and if they fall and hurt themselves, then guess who's getting sued? The first thing they're going to do, oh, I fell at your restaurant and I cut my eyeball out. I'm suing. So he did what was right.
Well, people dancing and twerking, you need to play some elevator music or some old school or something like that. You shouldn't be playing that type of music either.
He didn't mind them dancing and twerking in the club. And not the club, but the restaurant. He was talking about them standing on his chairs and table dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all he was saying. He was saying, I'm trying to make an environment for the black people. Back my business. Uh-oh.
Okay. I guess his phone went dead. Oh.
Uh-oh. You had to check out of there, huh?
I guess so. What y'all got coming up?
Nothing, man. We can see when they're going to release this video. This the unfadable video that we shot. I was trying to wait to see the date on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll promote that once we get a date. And then, about to work on some new music. Try to put some new music out.
For yourself,
I'm going to put some solo stuff out. And then try to get with Scratch to try to put a True West compilation together or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we can start putting everybody on something.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, you real humble. I appreciate that, too. Now, you real humble. You know, like, when you look you up and stuff, you can find you and all your stuff that you be doing and stuff. And I know how it is when people want your help, but they don't be trying to help you. But, yeah, you real, you don't act like you know. But you one of the people that's actually... No, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, hey, our niggas know me. I'm this nigga, like, hey.
Yeah. I guess it's like, you know, so long, so many times being in it. And, you know, when you were a record label and you were with a bunch of people, they be dragging you around, you know? When they dragging you around to all these shows and all these autograph signings and all these in stores, and when you start going to all that stuff and you start realizing that it's a high, and they the record company owners, they smart. They know you getting high off of what they doing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Nice limo come pick you up. You go stay at the nicest hotels, you go on stage, you do all this and all that. But it's really like all when that high is down, you back on a plane and on a limo ride back to your place. So it's like if you're a rapper and you're rapping and you don't got it together, it's like a Cinderella. I call it the Niggerella Cinderella effect, because basically your rat and your pumpkin is about to come back as soon as you come off tour. You know what I mean?
So do anybody that come off a tour, do they ever have enough money to actually just say, like, to just go buy a house, like a small house?
No. Only the people that do it like like Snoop, you know, Coolio, 50 Cent, mm-hmm. those guys run their tour, Beyonce, those people run their tour, so they tour, when their tour is popping, they get a percentage of the money to show up. But when you're on a record label, the record label's got their hand in on it, and they kind of, you know, screwing you over on it, you know? The record label mm-hmm. will get the money, especially if the, if you're a known artist. This is what I tripped off back in the day. This is what really got me to really step away from record companies, is that I was on tour with people that I thought was, like, superly balling, right? I thought, when I got on tour in 93, I thought everybody on this tour had, like, mansions and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I start pulling up to, like, where we pull to park our cars to, you know, leave and go here and do that. And do that. And I start being on tour, and I start saying, damn. I was like, why is they so amped on the car that the radio station host has? Why is everybody so amped on what he has, you know? Like, that ain't nothing. Like, why are they amped on that? Like, really, really amped on, oh, that's dope. Oh, man. And the radio station host looking at them like, huh? You so-and-so. What you mean this, right? This is a lease.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when the radio station host say this is a lease, and they still don't understand what a lease is, that opened my eyes to everything. When I came back off that tour, I had my mind set that I wasn't taking no record deal, maybe a distribution deal, but I was never going to get into a record deal ever. And
mm-hmm.
and I even offered a few, but I was not going to get into that life. Because I was just basically tagging along with that life. You feel me? Making little per diem yeah. money. Making per diem money like they was making per diem money. So it was a different one. I mean, it was some big names. I'm talking about some big names them niggas had. Them niggas was all on MTV. They had videos on MTV. They had the rap, what's that shit called? The rap sheets, the rap pages, and all the magazines, Sports Magazine. They was in all of them. But you talking about going back to apartments and going? They went back to went back home to apartments. What the fuck? Somebody should have got killed over that kind of shit, you know?
You know, that makes sense. I remember at one point in time, I can't remember the rapper, but, oh, it might have, of course, it was Pimp C. It was Pimp C. But he was, like, saying about how people talk about us and the way we talk and this and this and that, and they don't like the music, but he was like, you know, basically, when you come down here, he was like, this is my car. This is my house. He's like, I live here. And I didn't know what he was. I didn't really get it, but I understand, you know.
Talking about. He was talking about all that. And a lot of the independent rappers and a lot of other people, I used to hear, like, back talk. Huh? No, I got him here. And I was listening to that, and I was like, man, everybody was like, hey, the cars, most of the cars he used in his videos, his cars. That's his cars. That's his stuff he using in the video. And I didn't even realize that something that small would make other people mad. I didn't know. I didn't know. I wasn't trying to make nobody mad. It just was my cars. I was putting my shit in my videos, you know. But that was a big thing because nobody had cars. Nobody had nothing. And to shoot a video, you had to ask somebody for their shit, or the record company had to send some cars over there. So,
mm-hmm.
That's the way
he was like, this how we live like this for real. Like,
for real.
This is my house. We drive these cars, and these are
yep.
our cars. But basically, it was like kind of like we got like a classic car culture back in those
mm-hmm.
days. So it wasn't really hard to do it if you knew what you was doing and you had a love for cars, because shit just wasn't as expensive as it is now. But it's crazy
mm-hmm.
to think that they couldn't even do that.
I always, you know what I'm saying, I always had cars too, but, like, you know, it's crazy because, you know, when you really see the level of rap music and how they was putting them out there to be on top. They was putting them out there to be on top. Shit, everybody was on bottom.
Mm.
But it's good to see some of them eat now, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad for that
to see too. You know, a lot of people out there eating, you know, they out there making money to figure out a way that they can make money off their clothing line and everything, you know. It's mm-hmm. cool now, you know, people can survive.
Oh,
shit. Oh,
yeah, because they had it one way at one point where they would basically block everybody. See, that's what I be trying to say on here about the media thing. You have media mm-hmm. and you got social media. Well, social media is bigger than media, you know? Because
yep.
all the people in your little city or town, they're going to see you even if they don't follow you. If people that they follow you, it's going to end up on their page and on their radar and all that kind of stuff. So you don't need them. Like, it's enough people
in
every city.
You still kind of need them a little bit because they control the algorithm.
Yeah, that.
So they can what they do is they can go in and look at everything you always hashtag, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like flagging you. So they can flag you, right? And you'll be like, yo, hashtag. So every time you post something, every time you go live, it won't tell people you're going live. So it's those algorithms. It's supposed to tell people you're going live, but it won't tell people. It won't tell you, even people following you, it won't tell them that, hey, K9's going live. It won't tell them. So they block all the algorithms to basically blackball you, to blacklist you. So they can still do it on social media.
Oh, yeah,
especially
on
YouTube. Mm-hmm. They do it on YouTube, too. They block you on there.
Yeah,
they'll cut your plays down.
They definitely will if they don't like what you're
saying.
Everybody on the show went to sleep.
Yeah, we sleep.
I'm just sitting back and just listening. We got 6 minutes
sleep.
Left. Y'all better say something.
Oh, yeah, 6 minutes left.
6 minutes, Dougie.
God bless y'all. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. Oh, man. The Unfadable, you still on there? Unfadable. Top hat.
Okay, he was having like a party.
JoJo.
In his house or
DJ Scratch.
The only person there is you. The only one there. Goddamn, everybody late for school except for you. They say you sitting up by the teacher.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, they, man, everybody going, just us, huh?
Yep.
That's all good.
They say ain't no just this, it's just us.
Where Head Love at?
Yeah, so.
Damn,
he
I thought talking to everybody hung up.
They be
hanging
up.
Everybody hung up or what?
Head Love probably going to sleep.
Oh, yeah, 756. 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Yeah, what the heck y'all getting to out there on the west side today, man?
Damn. Huh? What'd you say?
What y'all do out there on the west coast today?
Watch this little baby girl all day.
Pulling
my beard. She's pulling my beard and trying to climb all over the couch and everywhere.
Now you got to go to the goddamn skating rink with Top Hat and get a ring pop for that baby.
Man, it's, what?
Get the baby you ring
ready to roll
pop
today.
They like pop all in. You get that ring pop. That baby sit there all day, that ring pop.
Oh, man, she had her show. She got her show. But there's some episodes in her show she don't like.
Oh, shoot, boy. You used to have them. You remember them fun dips? I buy 3 packs of fun dips.
Oh, yeah, them fun, man. Them fun dips.
Dip that fun dip in and rub that damn sugar on their goddamn gum. And And they go just like that, then put that pacifier and dip that pacifier in and put it in their mouth and sit them down in the corner. I knew what I was doing.
She's pretty cool with the strawberry, man. She's a strawberry.
Yeah. Should I do? I had that damn them pixie sticks, too. And to turn that pixie stick, and they lit that pixie stick
up.
Yeah,
you give the kid a pixie stick, boy, they're going to be running around the house with cartwheels.
Oh, man. Well, I love to get sugared up. They get sugared up, and then they got there and run, and they get tired, and they just lay out there on the floor. And I pick them up and change their diaper and take their ass to bed. Yeah, I wasn't doing no babysitting. I'm gonna let that damn what they call it, that damn stamina babysit them. Yeah, that babysitter get babysitted that stamina shit. They Muhammad Ali. I just stand on the ropes and let them punch themselves tired.
Yeah. Well, you get
Huh?
So you get all the websites built?
Yeah, I'm finna do another one in a minute, man. I'm downloading some music right now, and I'm gonna get on here and BO1, and then I got a doctor supposed to be calling me, the preacher, the one that I told you I taught him how to what you call it. People to call me tomorrow to get here, so
okay.
I'm gonna be busy all weekend. Websites, I'm trying to run it up. I'm trying to do about 10 between now and time I go to graduation. Yeah, I can get two of them a week. I'm good.
Man, I have to renew my SSL, my certificate for my website.
Yeah.
I haven't even renewed it. Probably renew it next month, man.
I'm going to build mine. I'm going to build mine, too, probably this weekend, so I have it for the radio show. So I have
They want $130 or $99 a year for the SSL certificate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm going to have mine built. Is mine going to have the... Yeah, a web player in there.
Not a girl.
To the website.